The Letter to the Hebrews for Further Reading by Bart D. Ehrman, read by John Paul Middlesworth. Here's a list of readings of relevance to the book of Hebrews. Some of the books, as you will see, are just on Hebrews itself. More are on the broader topic that Hebrews addresses, the relationship of Jews and Christians in early Christianity. This is a fraught topic. The first two on the list more or less argue that it's not right to consider Judaism and Christianity as separate religions. The others address the question of how they became separate and how that led to the history of anti-Judaism and then, eventually, anti-Semitism. I include a couple of important commentaries specifically on Hebrews. One benefit of serious commentaries is that they always begin by discussing major critical issues in understanding a book: authorship, date, historical context, major themes, disputed issues, and so on. Standalone books. Adam Becker and Annette Yoshiko Reed, The Ways That Never Parted, Jews and Christians in Late Antiquity and the Early Middle Ages, Fortress Press, 2007. A collection of essays by leading scholars in the field dealing with late ancient Jews and Christians and questions related to when or whether they developed into completely separate religions, arguing not. See the next entry. Daniel Boyerin, Borderlines, The Partition of Judeo-Christianity, University of Pennsylvania Press, 2006. A sophisticated study of the relationship between Jews and Christians in the ancient world that argues, contrary to what I argue for here and most everywhere else, that there were not clear lines of demarcation and difference between them. John Gager, The Origins of Anti-Semitism, Oxford University Press, 1983. An important study of the rise of anti-Jewish beliefs and practices among Christians in the early centuries of the Common Era. Daniel Harrington, What Are They Saying About the Letter to the Hebrews? Paulist Press, 2005. A helpful discussion of how modern scholars have evaluated the teaching of the Book of Hebrews. Barnabas Lindars, The Theology of the Letter to the Hebrews, Cambridge University Press, 1991. A clear account of the theological perspective of Hebrews. Rosemary Reuter, Faith and Fratricide, The Theological Roots of Antisemitism, Seabury, 1974. A compelling and controversial study that argues that Christian claims about Jesus, by their very nature, are necessarily anti-Jewish. Jack T. Sanders, Schismatics, Sectarians, Dissidents, Deviants, The First 100 Years of Jewish-Christian Relations, Trinity Press International, 1993. A study that evaluates the social interactions of Jews and Christians through the New Testament period up to the middle of the second century. Samuel Sandmel, Anti-Semitism in the New Testament, Fortress, 1978. A clear and interesting discussion, from the perspective of a Jewish scholar, of whether parts of the New Testament should be viewed as anti-Semitic. Claudia J. Setzer, Jewish Responses to Early Christians, Fortress, 1994. A nicely written examination of the verbal and physical reactions that Christians evoked among Jews during the first two centuries of the Common Era. Commentaries. Harold W. Attridge, Hebrews, A Commentary on the Epistle to the Hebrews, Fortress, 1989. A comprehensive commentary that offers deep and nuanced analysis of every portion of Hebrews. Craig R. Kirster, Hebrews, A New Translation with Introduction and Commentary, Anchor Yale Bible Commentaries, Yale University Press, 2001. A detailed and scholarly verse-by-verse study of Hebrews, including expansive introduction, original translation, rhetorical analysis, and theological reflection. Online resources. Hugo Mendez, Exploring the New Testament, a 27-lecture course on the New Testament, including multiple lectures on Paul and his letters, the link to which can be found on the online blog.